Okay, Utah coach Larry Kostowiak has joined us. The Utes are home against Nevada on Saturday before opening Pac-12 play at Arizona State the following week. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1 to ask Coach a question. Your first question comes from the line of J.P. Chonga with ESPN 700.
Hi, Coach. How comparable is Nevada to other teams you played, like Kentucky or Minnesota or teams like that?
Well, I think that, you know, an elite basketball team, you know, I don't know that there's a whole lot of difference between number 5 in the country and number 15 in the country when it comes to, you know, Kentucky and Nevada. The one thing that Nevada has an awful lot of is experience, you know, with the number of quality seniors on their roster. Maybe a Kentucky, Duke, when you get in the same neighborhood, are playing a lot more freshmen. And so that's always one thing, I think, with elite teams, that you maybe you have a little more experience going up against them. But in Nevada's case, I think they've got a lot of those factors, athleticism and talent and experience all mixed into one. That's why they you know, have yet to be beaten.
And then how do you approach this game coming up Saturday and then balancing it with what you have going into the league schedule with opening up against Arizona State?
Well, there's not a whole lot of balancing. I mean, it's on in my mind. Conference play has started. You know, we had a little Christmas break, and the level of competition from this point forward, when you look at Nevada and the Arizona schools, but, you know, there's no way in the world you can look forward. But I think there's a lot of consistencies with the way the three teams play, elite athletes and a pace and rebounding, and an awful lot of talent. So you can kind of get in that mindset against Nevada and carry it forward through league.
Thanks, Larry.
You still there? Yeah, you bet. Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Bruce Pasco with the Arizona Daily Star.
Hi, Larry. This kind of, you kind of addressed this, but I was just curious about the scheduling dynamics with playing Nevada right before the league, and you know, whether you kind of wanted that test. I mean, it's interesting because there's so many different philosophies. Some coaches don't want to play at all that weekend. You know, some want to play maybe a, you know, a mid-major or something, but you're taking this game on. And, you know, what went into that thinking as far as the schedule, or was that just simply the only date you could make it work, I guess?
Yeah. I mean, it was the only date that worked for both teams. And that, you know, that's one of the key ingredients of scheduling that I think a lot of people overlook, is that, you know, you don't just say, hey, let's play such and such on such and such date. The logistics is a big part of it. And, you know, we wanted to play an elite team. And, you know, we'll return the game next year to their place. It's not very often you can play a top five team and have them start at your place. You know, Coach Musselman and I, we've known each other for a while. And, you know, it was an opportunity that we couldn't pass up regardless of when it was. You know, it's maybe not the best of timing for us, but you could say the same thing about them when they open up conference play and you're coming back from a Christmas break. So, you know, we just, like I said, we just kind of feel like league has started. It's on. We have our guys' attention, and it seemed like a heck of an opportunity for us.
Yeah. Well, I remember you mentioned in before the season that you were kind of talking about cranking up the schedule a little bit. How do you feel like it's played out? I mean, you had a lot of transitions to deal with at the same time, and then you're going out and playing, you know, some games on the road, et cetera, pretty good teams. And, you know, you've had some tough games, but maybe, you know, do you feel like it's toughened the team up or helped you in some ways, or how would you rate what you've been through, I guess?
Well, that's always the way I'm going to approach it. I mean, you know, you play the games, there's going to be wins and losses in the ledger. We, you know, I think we had 10 games in a row before we had a streak of any kind. We'd win one, lose one, win one, lose one. You know, I think when you look at the competition, it was a long stretch before we had any home games. You know, there was one stretch in our season, I think, where we had like two home games and four neutral sites and three road games or something. So, We definitely, you know, took a bit off more than you normally have to do. But it's like my doctor used to tell me, if it doesn't kill you, it's just going to make you stronger. And that's the way we're playing, you know, and practicing. We've got a lot of things that we've been trying to fix and implement, and our team, you know, willing, and they keep growing together. So that's what this process is all about. Obviously, we would have liked to have gotten some more wins in that situation, but you know, it's all about future tense at this point.
Great, thanks.
You got it, Bruce. Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Steve Timms with the Register Guard.
Hey, Larry. You guys have, Nevada kind of, the Nevada game for you guys is kind of the last marquee non-conference for this conference that's in need of a game like that. Does this feel going into conference play that maybe this conference wide open, but also you might have a few more wins than normal to secure kind of an NCAA contention?
You were breaking up there. Sorry, I missed part of your question. There's a little connection issue here on my end. One more time, Steve.
I would just say Nevada kind of presents the last big non-conference opportunity for the conference, which hasn't had a whole lot so far. Does it feel going into conference play like teams may need to feel like they need to secure a few more conference wins than normal just because of the struggles in non-conference by the Pac-12?
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, when you look at the landscape right now, that's what, you know, the strength of a conference is usually determined by what takes place in the preseason. And, you know, our conference up to this point certainly hasn't, you know, had made enough noise. I think Arizona State's accomplished, you know, got on a little bit of a roll. Colorado had some early opportunities. So yeah, we're fighting a little bit of an uphill battle, you know, and there are not many opportunities left. And then, you know, we're about to start league play here where we beat each other up. I guess the one way you could look at it is I don't know that, well, Arizona State probably be one of the first ones you talk about. You can never discount, you know, UCLA and Arizona and Oregon. But the league is probably a little bit more wide open. That's one way I know you can get to the NCAA tournament is to win the Pac-12 tournament. So, you know, there's still a lot of basketball left in front of us. And I think the old adage about trying to control what you can control, is really relevant. You know, at this point we can't, you know, I'll be crying in our beverage because we didn't get enough quality wins. I think we're all kind of wiping the slate clean here after, you know, a few days from now to start conference play, and you'll have a bunch of rejuvenated and energized teams probably trying to get after it once league play comes across. And then I don't know if we're ever going to have a whole lot to do with the narrative nationally, you know, in our conference and whatever it might be. And at the end of the day, we've got to do far better in the preseason to be in those conversations, maybe like we were a couple of years ago, you know, with seven teams in and a number of preseason wins, and those things go a long way, but certainly not time to abandon ship.
Thanks, Larry.
You got it.
Okay, Larry, that'll do it for today. Appreciate your time, and good luck on Saturday against Nevada.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
See ya.
You bet.